Good morning. It's a Monday morning, and that means Yancey Roy. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, let's start with a very interesting story you've been working on. It has to do with a bill to ban police from using facial recognition technology, but it goes even more in-depth than that.
Yeah, that's right. Brad Hoylman of Manhattan introduced a bill last week that would ban police from using the technology, especially because of the way it's being used, according to new reports, and being used in a much more widespread fashion than previously thought. Specifically, there's a company called Clearview AI, which has begun what's called scraping images from public places on the internet, such as Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other sources, and compiling this massive database of faces larger than any database used by the FBI or any other government agency, and then pitching it to police as a way to help solve crimes. Basically, police would be able to take an image, maybe from a closed-circuit TV at a store that was robbed, say, send it to Clearview AI, and then have them come up with either an image or a close image of who might be the suspect. And some 600 police agencies use this technology now, including some in New York City. So there's a lot of concern about that at the same time by civil liberties groups, and Brad Hoylman's bill would ban the use of it. It's one of really of several bills now floating around in the legislature that deal with this emerging technology. Another would ban school districts from using it. One would ban landlords from using it as a way to get into your building. And then there's also a sort of a sprawling privacy bill that's bouncing around, sponsored by Kevin Thomas of Long Island, that would require companies like Facebook and other to get express permission from you to use any of the data it collects on you. So it's sort of a pushback that you're seeing, but it's unclear whether it'll gain any other support in the legislature at this point.
The Bar Association of New York State has come out in favor of legalizing recreational use of marijuana for adults in New York. Of course, the governor now pushing that in his budget proposal, and we know one of the reasons is the revenue it could generate with the state, $6 billion in the hole.
That's right. Estimates are about $300,000 annually once the program is up and fully running. The Bar Association has come out and say, let's legalize it, let's tax it, let's have a framework. And importantly, also lets communities opt out if they want to. As the debate moves along, there's going to be a couple of things that are key here. One is opting out for local communities and how that's done. And two is the direction of the money. The governor would like to keep most of the money sort of in this, what's called the state's general fund, dole it out through an office of cannabis management that he would create, whereas some legislators want money more earmarked specifically to help communities of color they feel have been impacted more by unfair implementation of the marijuana laws over the years.
Yancey Roy. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. You can read more at newsday.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Yancey, as always, we appreciate it, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you.